but not because the machteshes is not called part of the house. Skits, that's the suffix. According to the Rabbanin, is the machteshes called mechubel karkadomi, or is it not called mechubel karkadomi? So that's the suffix. If the hechsher is called a good hechsher or not, and this Gemara says teiku. The suffix exactly. What's the svar in the Rabbanin? Why the machteshes is not included in the sale? Is because Tami sells it v'yayin ra, or maybe no, because it's not called mechubel karka. It's called metaltol. If it's called metaltol, and we've called a good heksher here, it's called like tolish dummy, and the heksher would be good. But if the tzad is no, it is kumechuber, just as far as the sale goes, you're not selling it, then the heksher would not be good. This is more blessed by a taker. Right. Sholach le Rav Nechemya brei de Rav Yosef. Le Rabba brei de Rav Huna. Zuto. Le Nadoi. Send it to Nadoi. That ki as yahach isiso le kamoch, when this lady comes in front of you, that's what Rav Nachman sent to them, that when this lady comes in front of you, you should know, Agvo iso nechosai afilu mitzurubliya derechayim. I want you to let her collect the one-tenth of her nechosim. That's a loch of an amono that she gets. Rishbam says, Chem lochi do iso nechosai, Rishbam says, Shahabas notelos benichse yaviyah. The shvil panosas habal linoseboy, that a daughter, when the father dies, true, the sons get the Yerusha, but the daughters have a right to get panos. They have a right to get panos. See, if so, the kaimalon biksubis. The kaimalon biksubis, le panoso ye shomin diav. When she wants to get married, so she has the right to take extra money for the chasana. The kaimum the ksubis le panosa shaman biyat. We shots up upon the father how much money he had. We don't know how much the father would want to give her. No tell us is the nechosim. She's allowed to take one tenth of the nechosim from karkor. There's one tenth of the property left over of karkor. She's allowed to take now litzara her chasana. That's a loch of a bas where her father died. We don't know how much money the father would have wanted to give his daughter when she gets married. So she has the right to get one-tenth of the property of karka. The question is this it's rebellion? If this grinder is a cold karka or not, please send back to tell her yes. If no, it's called karka dummy, and she has the right to collect from it. Afilu mitzriblim derechayim. So Rashbam says, it means kreblezer, it means the pasla kreblezer. To call her mechubel a karka, reka karka. Whatever is mechubel a karka is also called karka dummy. That's what he meant to tell them. Forget the Shalom before also, therefore the Heksher would not be called the good Heksher. Since this grinder, now that it's Mechubel Kaka, it's called Kakarka Dami, the Machshavis for Tumah does not help. And the word in here also, the Isha could collect it. Omer Rav Ashi, Vashi said, Ki Evinim Bei Rav Kano, when I was by Rav Kano, Magvino Nafilo Me'amlo De Beisoi. You know where they let this daughter collect her tenth? Her money for the chasna, even from the amlo de beisoi, which means the rent of the house. Rashbam says, "Meyamlo de beisoi mischiras habatim, the rent of the house." That's also considered like property. Now, the sons that yash in the property, they're renting it out. They get money for the rent. So the money they get for the rent, that's also considered like the karka. Therefore, this daughter now, she has the right to get one tenth from the rent also. That's also called kakakadami. Now the Mishnah says, Ha moicher es ha-chotzer. If somebody sells a chotzer, stam is yod. Stam, he sells his chotzer, stam. So locher is, mochar batim boiroi sichen umoris. If there's a house inside this chotzer, if there's a ditch inside it, sichen umoris, a caves, tunnels, it's included in the sale. Ram says, "Stam mecha batim absuchim mechotzer ulbaris tich namorish shematich abayis af agav da mercheres abayis loy mocha baris tich namorish." That we had before. If you sell the house, you did not include these things. But legabi chotzer, when you're selling a chotzer a yard, miyu betelim, they're considered bottle to the chotzer. V'nim korim mechla chotzer, they're included part of the chotzer. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. If I sell you my yard, stam, I mean to include the batim, the boris, and the sichin amoris. But not things that are movable. If I have my movable kalim there, and that's not included in the sale. Bizman Shomalo Yehu v'chol Masher b'teichoy. Let's say when I saw you my chotzer, I speak out clearly, I'm telling you my chotzer and everything inside it. Then the locher is harei kulan mechurin. I'll tell you everything is sold. You spoke out clearly. Everything inside, even the hametaltlim also are mocher. Rashi says the metaltlim means tashmishe bayis kulam. Yikru metaltlim to even come on here. All these things are included. Since you said everything inside it. Now benkach u benkach, whether you said kulam or you didn't say everything, loy mocha loy esa merchat. If there's a bathhouse there, that's not called part of the chotzer. Spam says the ain't a mechlat nakul b'chal chotzer. America is a tashmish by itself, that for sure is not included. For lo yes beis habat shebetoicha, if you have an olive press there, you also do not include it. An olive press is not called part of the chotzer. Reb Lezer v'aymer, ha-moicher es ha-chotzer, loy mocher elo avirus ha-chotzer. Lezer says, no, you should know, if you sell a chotzer, you sell somebody your yard, you say stam chotzer, you do not mean to sell only the avira, only the air, that's all. Shram says, Avo batim, o boiros, loy mocha klal. That's where he argues on the Tanakama. The Tanakama says, if you sell a chotzer stam, you mean to include the batim, the boiros, and the moiros. And Rav Lezer says, no, if you sell a chotzer stam, you only mean the avira, the air there, you do not mean well, the things that are inside it. And Rav Shram says, El avira, avo batim, o boiros, loy mocha klal. He did not sell it at all. He argues on the Tanakama. The Dhamma Madiyam and the money we can look at. The Rashi says, the Khurja by Shlomo was born in Kasha. Why don't we look upon how much money he sold? Now there's a big difference. If you buy an empty lot and there's a house there, if you mean to buy the house also, you paid three times as much. So let's see how much he paid. So perhaps that don't help you here. The Dhamma Madiyam Leklamay Madiyena Nolakakoy. That you can't help us. When you're selling property, even though the lot really should only be worth $100, and he charged you now $500. So that's the sort that says that it meant to include the house and the boris also. Still we hold no. Because there's a klal of Einoi Nola Kakoi. He has the right to charge you as much as he wants for karka. Karka is valuable, he can charge as much as he wants. So even though we charge you $500 for this chotzer, he has the right to say, all I meant to sell you was just the avir, that's all, just the air. The property has air above it. But a house or a ditch, that's not included in the sale. That's the machlokes. Nothing more it says. Tana Rabbanim, look like this. Ha moicher es ha-chotzer. Somebody sells his yard, the property, to somebody else. Is mocha batim ha-chitzoinim. You sell the inside, the outside house. O batim ha-pnimim and the inside house. O beis ha-chusloyis. And also the beis ha-chusloyis. So Rashbam says it means ha-chitzoinim means ha-psuchim ha-chotzer. You have an outside house that opens up into the chotzer. As long as it opens up into the chotzer, it's included in the sale. And the same thing with the inside house, also it opens up into the chotzer. Chul sois, pirishrach, karke shofar roi choyl. Ground, that's like sandy ground. Shemetzina menes chuchas, you can make a glass from it. So, if you have that in the chotzer, that's included in the sale. Chanuyes, let's say there's a store there in the chotzer, you have a little store there. So also, suchos letoichoy, if the opening of the door of the store opens up into the chotzer, that's called included in the sale. You meant to sell the store also. In other words, the Rashbam says, Shein moichun elu lebnei chotzezu, that the people only buy in this store people living in this chotzer. Therefore, if you sell the chotzer, you meant to sell the store also. What about Shein tzukas atoicha? Let's say the door does not open up into the chotzer. Then even though the store itself is inside the chotzer, still ain't him currency more. Then you do not mean to sell it with the chotzer. What about psuchos lakan lakan? Let's say it has two doors, opens up both sides. So then the locher is, elu v'elim currency more. They're both sold along also. So the Jewish theory is, Hashbam says, psuchos lakan lakan, then currency more. Then currency more is also sold with it. Kids say, no, it has two openings, the door, the store. But as long as one opening opens up into the chotzer, still called a store or this chotzer, it's sold along with the chotzer. Reb Lezer says, Ha moicher es ha chotzer, somebody sells a yard. Loi mocher elo milusa shel chotzer. All it means to sell is only the milusa, which is another lashon for avira. He only means to sell the air. The blank space that's on top of the chotzer, that's included.
But any binyan, any side thing there is not included in the sale. That's again like Machlokes the Mishnah explains it more here also. Oh mama, so what do we learn? Psucha is lekan olekan. If you have a store that's open up, that's in this chotzer, and it opens up to two places, nimkerasimo, since it's opening up, at least one door opens up to the chotzer, it's called part of the chotzer, and if you sell the chotzer, you meant to sell the store also. Ivo Tony Rabbi Chia, Bechia learned in a braisa, no, ain't nimkerasimo. In such a case, you did not mean to sell it. Have the Gemara lekasha. Hod the roiv tashmishdayu legoif. Hod the roiv tashmishmayu lebar. In Rogo, the tashmish, most of the people that use this store is legav inside the chotzer, then it's included in the sale of the chotzer. But the case where he said it's not sold means that most of his business is from the other door. That's from outside. So most of the people using this store is from the people outside the chotzer. Then minastam, it's not included in the sale of the chotzer. Right. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Lezer Oimer, Hamoicher es haChotzer, Loimocher Elo Avir es haChotzer. If you sell the Chotzer, Rabbi Lezer argues on the Tanakama, the Bor, the Dus, the Sichin is not included, only the air, that's all. So, Omar Rav should be. Omar Rav says, Idio Malay Dirso, if he said, I'm selling you now, Dirso, which is Lashon of Dira, Lashon of, you know, what you live in, Dira, then the Kuliyam Malay Pligi Debati Mashma, even though I'm selling you the Chotzer, but if I say the Dira, this Chotzer, then for sure you meant to include the house. Like you say, Dira means livable, what you can live in. So if I tell you I'm selling you now, like to live here, so Pshita, the house is what you live in. Shpam says, Shomaloi, Moich Lokeach, Domech Zat Lokeach, Dira Zuani Mech Lecho, I'm selling you this living place. That's the way he sold the chotzer. He didn't say chotzer zuani mechucho elamodur zeh. Now this living place I'm selling. Then everybody agrees if there's a house in that chotzer, for sure you meant to sell the house. Even Reb Lezer would also agree to that. Keep pleading. Why does Reb Lezer argue and say no? You did not mean to sell the house, only the aver itself. The yomalei darto, seloshen of darto. Rashi Yosbam says chotzer metagmin darto. When he said in Lashon Ara Targum, Darta, which means a chotzer. Therefore, Masova Tarbitza Mashma. One says Tarbitza Mashma, that means Avir. That's what Blessed Allah meant to sell you the Avir. That's all. Well, Masova Bote Mashma, no. When I sell you the chotzer, I mean to say anything that's usable in this chotzer. If there's a house there that you could live in the chotzer, that's also included in the sale. He could have some say, Yo, my rubber, I said this. Idio Malay Darto. If it would just say Lashon of Darto, which means Lashon of a Chotzer, I'm telling you, the Kuliyam Malay Pligi Debatim, Mashma, that also is Mashma Debatim. That Reb Lezer would also agree. As long as he did not say the Pasha of the word Chotzer, he said something more than the Pasha of the word of a Chotzer, he for sure meant anything inside it. He also meant the house inside it. Keep Pligi with it, they argue. The Yom Malay Chotzer, he said clearly, I'm telling you the Chotzer. Spoke out the word Chotzer. Then Masova Chotzer Avira Mashma. One says, you know what Chotzer means? It means the air, the Avira Mashma. Well, Masova no, Ke Chotzer HaMishkon. When I said, I'll sell you the Chotzer, means like the Chotzer of the Mishkon. Now, by the Mishkon there wasn't just some Avir, there was a Binyan, there was a Mishkon there, there was a Binyan there. And still it's called like the Chotzer HaMishkon. So you see, when you sell a Chotzer, you mean to include things inside it. That's Pshana in the Tanakhama. Therefore, if there's a house in this chotzer, you for sure meant to sell the house also. That's the machlekes. You say the word chotzer alone. Now, yeah. Yeah, but you didn't mean to include it. If I say I'm selling you my yard, and there's a house there, so bless those, I didn't mean to sell the house. I only meant to sell the property. No, that's a yard. That's all. That's opened. The house you don't get. Tanakhama says no. Chotzer means to include everything, just like the chotzer Mishkan. So Yomar Rav says, Omar Rav Nachman, Mochaloi Chusis, he sells somebody the Chusis. So Shbam says, that's what I mentioned before, that was the Ofar Choyl, the sand. So it means the property right on the bank of a river by the ocean. If you sell somebody a sandy property, Mochaloi Chusis, or Matsula. And you also sold the Matsula, the bed there of water right next to it. Or Matsula, Rashbam says,
Thank you.